This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from a Sam Zell video I recently saw. He's a billionaire and real estate investor and has some really good insights into what it takes to start a business. First off, you always want to look for opportunities with high demand and low supply. Simple economics right there. But to figure that further, you want to solve problems where you can see benefits. Some of the most successful people have simply solved a problem that they saw in the marketplace. Most people will just see the problems, but entrepreneurs will see problems and solutions to those. And when you do start your business venture or you do start down any roadway, you want to know what your exit strategy is, especially when it's in regards to investment. Are you going to be investing for the long term, the short term? You need to know multiple exit scenarios and multiple exit options. And also, when you're looking at starting a business, how do you invest in a scenario where you have less or no competition? Another couple of points come from the Entrepreneur on Fire's interview with Dan Clark. Really cool ways to shift your mindset into thinking about business and also your life. He has a football analogy where he likes to talk about different plays and how not every play is meant to get a touchdown. So what he means by this is that each play is set up to set up another play, with the ultimate goal being a touchdown. But people often forget that they won't get big wins right from the start. You need to set up your hits for short-term goals so that they build upon each other, so that one day you'll get that touchdown or that big win. This works pretty much for anything. It's talking about that long slog. Inches win football games, not Hail Mary passes for the most part. So he says, make every day a revenue day. So what did you do today that will make you slightly better than you were yesterday and earned you a little bit of money today? You can take this into your health as well. You're not going to get personal records in the gym every day, but every day that you don't get one is building you up for the day that you do. So even if you might get a setback today, you might get pushed back a couple yards, you might not lift as much weight as you did today, next week, next month, next year, you're going to be stronger and better than you were today. And following on with the sport analogy, is that pain is a signal to grow and not to suffer. So once you learn the lesson that pain teaches you, the pain goes away. So lifting a deadlift is going to suck the first time you do it, and it's going to keep sucking the more weight you add, but every time you're adding more weight, you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Just because you couldn't lift this weight well today doesn't mean you won't be able to lift it well next week or next month. So you really want to enjoy playing that game, and you also want to enjoy preparing to play the game. You need to enjoy the hard work. You need to enjoy the grind, the study, the long, hard, boring stuff, because it's these long, hard, boring tasks that set you up for greatness in the future. Whether that be studying for an exam, learning a new concept, reading, even just simply reading a book. You won't read a book instantly. You need to read it from cover to cover. And continuing with this is, you don't always want to start with the end in mind. You need to start with the why, because it'll keep your motivation and discipline throughout the process, and also keeps you on the path of continual improvement. When you start with the end in mind, and you lose sight of the end, what's going to get you through the dark tunnel when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel? You need to remember the why, and the why is you getting out on the other side of this dark tunnel. And it also eliminate your limiting beliefs, because you never know what's possible if you follow your why. If you start with the end, you've already set a limit on what you can achieve. And how do you get there? You need to connect the dots that are productivity, discipline, and focus. And these three things, when focused on and diligently worked on, will get you to the end. And one of the coolest parts that I've heard on that interview was that you know enough and have enough knowledge and a big enough skill set to take some action right now. Never delay action you can take today to do tomorrow. The same way that I started this podcast. I didn't learn every single thing I needed to do to launch a podcast, and I'm still learning along the way. A lot of tough editing and learning how to speak well, record myself, edit these things properly, find interview topics. But that didn't stop me from launching episode one and having a relatively mediocre start. But like anything, you need a start, and I wouldn't have gotten And I wouldn't have improved unless I started doing something, because you're only learning when you start doing something, and that experience is what propels you forward. And when you think about failure or whatever, you need to get that out of your mind, because you always have to remember that the glass isn't half full or half empty, it's refillable. And you also want to be exemplary in anything that you do. And you want to be exemplary not because of what society expects, but because it's demanded by yourself. Because you are your own biggest critic, and you must remember that it's you that you need to beat day after day after day, because you're the only one that counts, and you're the only one that cares about you as much as you do. So, that's all I have for today, so go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow, so go out and go get it.